This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you. It is that time of year. We're going to be talking taxes. But again, a lot of times we get calls towards the end of the program. If you have any type of retirement-related questions, CJ and Malia would love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ and Malia, how are you guys doing this week?
Great. How are you?
Doing well, Malia. How are you?
Very good. It's getting toasty today.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, what, in the 30s? That's
wow.
That is a warm, warm day for Wisconsin this time of year. I'm assuming since I'm talking to both of you, neither one of you won Powerball last night.
What, are you saying I wouldn't be doing this? Jeez, I'm offended.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to buy a team now that I heard that idea spouted on your program.
Oh, so a little hockey.
Trying to buy a sports team if we do win, CJ.
Right, I don't think I'd be telling anybody if I won, that's for sure.
So maybe CJ did.
That's right, maybe I ran out to California and bought that ticket.
I believe it. Today we're going to be talking, it is that time of year, tax preparation. We're going to be talking about some tax preparation tips and also ways to simplify your taxes for next year. And that's, having, I guess, a system, a plan in place. So we talk about retirement, we talk kind of big picture stuff. Let's plan, let's prepare for retirement. But there's also small picture stuff as well, planning and preparation for the next 12 months as you're moving forward, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So when it comes to taxes, I guess we have to give our first disclosure, which is we are not CPAs. We do not prepare taxes for our clients. However, we certainly deal with taxes on behalf of our clients all the time as it pertains to, making sure their tax or their investments are tax efficient or making sure they get their 1099s and W-2s and all that. So we are not accountants. You need to work with your accountant to file your taxes. However, with that being said, there are some good general rules that apply when it comes to managing your overall tax return. So first things first, you're starting to now or will be soon getting your W-2s, your 1099s, right, your K-1s, all these different tax documents. Some of them now, companies are forcing them out online. So first things first, look at your last couple years of tax returns and all the tax filing documents you got, and make sure before you file this year that you have received all of those same general tax documents from the same institutions. It's very common for us to find people who are trying to get it done very quickly, right? They just want to get taxes done. They're very ambitious. They get ahead of the curve. They go to their accountant, and then 2 weeks later, they get another 1099, and they have to go and file an amendment. So make sure you have all your documents and then save them in a secure location. Now, I'm a younger generation, and so I like to actually save them both physically and electronically so that if I ever have a question on them, I can, go to them online right away. But tip number one, consolidate those tax return documents and put them in a common location.
Let's talk a little bit about W-2s and 1099s and some of those other sources of income and kind of putting those all together.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Malia.
I was going to say, I think we started off talking about how to simplify your taxes, mm-hmm. which doesn't really make sense. Simplify and taxes don't seem to go together in the same phrase. But as CJ's saying, as those different documents come in, set a file to the side, to at least for the physical ones or the electronic ones, create a file that says 2015 taxes, start putting those statements as they come in. W-2s, people pretty much always understand we're talking about wages earned and thus going to come in the form of a W-2, but the 1099s is always kind of a mystery, like am I going to get one, am I not? And there's 1099s for almost every category out there. So you might get a 1099 for your Social Security that you received, and that's a 1099-S. I mean, every 1099 actually has a letter after it to distinguish which different one it came from. Some 1099s are for independent contractor income, for government payments, and it goes on and on. So CJ said, just make sure that whatever ones you got last year, you're probably going to see something similar this year. Specifically for us, the one we deal with the most that we see our clients getting is the 1099-R. That's going to show your distributions from your pensions, your annuities, your retirement plans, your IRAs, or sometimes insurance contracts. So for a lot of our clients, we're going to see the 1099-Rs. For those people who have dividends on some of their investments, they may be getting the 1099-DIV for dividends. So don't be afraid when you see a 1099. It's not a bill. It's something you're going to have to file with your taxes.
Well, and so in that regard, it's very common for Malia and I to work with people on rollovers. We've talked a lot about rollovers on this show, mm-hmm. which is kind of old retirement plans, consolidating them into a single IRA, so on and so forth. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to any of our last shows and you'll hear a lot about this topic. But bottom line is the 1099-R comes as a result many times of that rollover. So very commonly we'll have people calling us kind of flipping out, even though we warn them, and they go, you told me this was a non-taxable distribution. And my comment is, it was. Actually read that 1099 and it'll tell you that. It'll say, and they go, but it says the taxable portion was, you know, the $100,000. I go, well, that's right. It's still taxable. It just rolled over to your new IRA. So the bottom line is, you will get 1099-Rs when it comes to rollovers, but you'll also get 1099-Rs when it comes to distributions that do show up in your tax return. So
Correct.
Be cautious with that. A lot of times it can confuse people or freak them out as they're going to roll things over.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can pick up the phone, give them a call as well. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week at a $25 gift card for Outback Restaurant. We'll explain how you can win that coming up a little bit later in the program. Right now, great opportunity for you to call in at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We're going to continue to simplify things as much as possible as we're doing year-end tax preparation. We'll also talk about some changes that may have occurred in your life in this past year and how to address those. We'll do all of that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for CJ or Malia from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial. com. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll explain all of that in just a moment. In the meantime, looking to hear from you at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. One of the things as we're talking tax and trying to simplify things this tax season is kind of knowing what to expect documentation-wise and maybe looking to last year as you're assembling that folder to see what you got last year, and also trying to figure out the timeline. Why is the time so important, and what should we be looking for there?
Well, the timeline's important because the IRS will penalize you if you don't stick to it.
They do love that stuff, don't they?
Deadlines
are hard.
Deadlines, yeah. So, no, we all understand they have to have some sort of a deadline. They even allow you to file extensions that go out pretty far. But generally, we would rather not see people doing that, especially if they're individuals. So deadline, everybody knows April 15th, but actually this year it is April 18th. So Monday, April 18th is your tax filing deadline, or the date by which you must file an extension. But you want to just make sure that you understand how you're going to file your taxes this year. So here would be a tip. If you're somewhat confident with technology, and if your tax return is mostly what we'll call W-2 based and 1099 based, meaning you don't own any crazy real estate that has depreciation, or you don't have a K-1 through ownership in a business of some sorts, generally TurboTax is a wonderful option, or something like that, where you just go online and they ask you really great questions. They kind of hold your hand and walk you right through it. I even like sometimes seeing people go that route when they have simple tax returns, just simply because it gets them engaged in understanding taxes, right? It's kind of like the Wall Street Journal. If you've never read the Wall Street Journal, you pick it up, it'll look and sound like Greek. But then you read it for 6 months every day, and before you know it, people are talking about market capitalization and small cap and mid cap stocks like it's a normal language for them. So similar with taxes, if you were to do your own tax return through TurboTax 5 years in a row, I'll bet by the fifth year you'd be able to speak pretty intelligently about what the IRS is looking for. But once you get into things like K-1s and depreciation on assets and owning small businesses, that's where really having that accountant is pretty critical. Which, by the way, is the main reason why most accountants specialize in either complex tax returns or small businesses. You don't find a lot of CPAs operating in the W-2 tax return world. So anyway, just keep an eye on that.
And when you mentioned CPA, it reminds me of something with Kloss Financial, which is kind of the assembly of that team and the importance of you guys kind of quarterback, but making sure everybody's on the page. And I think this time of the year is kind of a prime thing to be talking about who's going to be doing your taxes, how is it going to be prepared, and everybody making sure they're on the same page, correct?
Exactly. And I think that's what we spend a lot of time doing, especially this time of year, is coordinating between the clients and their accountants, and making sure nothing's missed, and just being on the same page with them. Now, as CJ said, and I'll echo what he's saying, if your tax return is fairly simple, then by all means, give it a go. But what on the flip side of things, what we often see is people tend to feel like if they spend a certain amount of money, they're losing out. If they're doing paying a tax professional to prepare their taxes. And oftentimes what we see is you're spending money that a tax accountant actually could be saving you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, depending on what you're filing. So we very much want to recommend for our clients oftentimes to engage with a professional.
Yeah.
A CPA or an accountant.
If you have a question for CJ or Malia, they would love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can do just like Gary. Gary, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia. What's your question about today?
Thank you. We run a small farm, mm-hmm. and we hire a person to do our baling and some work for us.
Yep.
How much do I have to pay them before I need to file a 1099?
Oh, great question. So this gets into CPA and accountant world. What I'll say to you, Gary, is that's a great question for your accountant. I don't know the exact dollar amount, but if memory serves, it's fairly low. Mm-hmm. So generally, if you're giving them any significant amount of money, a 1099 needs to be generated. But you know, I would go to your CPA or accountant to confirm that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary, thank you. And that frees open a line for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Julie took the time to call us this morning. Julie, you're on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. My husband has had his own business for 8 years, and he insists on doing our taxes himself, and I really want him to have someone else do it. But I guess you can't help me with that. but I do have another question. I know when other people have their own businesses or they're self-employed, they do pay their taxes quarterly or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He doesn't do that. Is that okay?
Yeah, so your name was Julie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Julie, I would echo what you're saying, which is, find just an inexpensive small business accountant to just come alongside. I totally get, because remember, we're a small business becoming a mid-sized business here, but generally speaking, we're small business. I totally empathize with the notion of why do I want to waste money on stuff that I can do? But generally, your husband doesn't get paid to do taxes, right? I'm assuming
right.
His business is not tax returns.
Yeah.
And so spending your time on core business activities and leaving the majority of the rest to professionals, especially if you can find some that are fairly inexpensive, is usually a good idea. So to your point, should he be doing quarterly taxes? Well, it depends, but generally, yes. And the notion behind this is that, you know, businesses have payroll to meet, they have to, you know, send certain amounts of money to the IRS for Social Security along the way, and if they don't do it properly, then they get penalized by the end of the year because they haven't paid enough.
Right.
And so generally, yeah, small businesses should be doing quarterly taxes. They should be checking in once a quarter with their business accountant. And again, if you're finding just a pretty simple accountant, they're not going to be that expensive. It would be more than worth his time and money to have somebody come alongside him.
Okay, yep, thank you.
Julie, thank you so much for the call. And if you've got a question for CJR Malia, they'd love to answer it for you this morning. Number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Talk about some changes that may have occurred in this past year with CJ and Malia, as well as take some phone calls from you at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, don't forget the telephone number for Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you want to set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about them, they'd love to talk with you. Also, that telephone number, we'll be using it coming up in the next segment for your chance to win the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll talk all about that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week from Klaas Financial is Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas. We've got a question. They'd love to answer it for you. Joining us right now is Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia.
Hey, CJ. Malia, I had a question about being an Uber driver. Did some pretty good earnings this last summer, about $8,000. They're going to send me a 1099. Can I just do the TurboTax with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a little bit more complex because now you're paying both sides of your FICA tax, because they're not sending you a W-2, meaning you're not an employee of theirs. They have no responsibility for a portion of your Social Security tax and all of that. So, you know, the numbers are going to be a little different than you're used to from a normal employee role.
WIBA,
so you'll want to be careful with that. You want to be but bottom line is absolutely you can. It's just it may be a different segment of TurboTax. They have like a business component, so you may have to buy a more expensive segment of TurboTax, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen those packages.
Yep, exactly. So that's right. They have the individual package. They have the small business package, so on and so forth. But absolutely, if you're comfortable and confident doing it, I would give it a try. And if it gets overly complex as you go forward, because there are things like, hey, can I deduct expenses out of that $8,000? Are there parts of my home that I have a business office that I want to deduct? Blah, blah, blah. That's where an accountant would come in and help.
Oh, I see, with the mileage and maybe gas expense.
Yeah, and depreciation on vehicles. And that's the whole idea, is when you have $8,000 of earnings, you want to minimize the amount of that that's going to be taxed. And an accountant can give you ideas to reduce that number.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thanks for giving me the info. Thanks,
Dennis. Great call. That frees open line. If you've been trying to get through it, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Let's go back to the phones. And Ron, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia of Klaas Financial.
Good morning, gentlemen. Question on tax prep. Would the TurboTax work for me? Now, majority of my income is 1099-R. However, I do have some municipal bond interest. I also have a carryover and a capital gains loss. Mm-hmm. And I do have a cost basis in my traditional IRA. Would those three things be able to do through Turbo?
Yes. So TurboTax can accommodate just about everything. The question is whether or not you can, and I don't say that disrespectfully. This is for all listeners out there. TurboTax can accommodate everything. The question is whether you can and whether or not you would, you know, benefit from some advice of an accountant. Listen, in my experience, I'll have people come to me and say, hey, my accountant charged me whatever, $300, $400, $500 for the tax return, and they go, that's really expensive. And I just laugh because I'm sitting there going, gosh, one piece of advice on deduction can save you $1,000 with a snap of a fingers. Now, granted, if you see what the accountant is doing and they're just replicating a simple process that you could do on your own, by all means, boom, take it back over and save that money. But I would tend to, when you're getting into depreciation, basis on stocks, different things like that, I would tend to use an accountant. But again, TurboTax can accommodate anything.
And if I could just add one thing in here, CJ, the word audit, A-U-D-I-T, is an important word when we're talking about taxes, because unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, tax audits do happen to individuals and small businesses. And having a very competent accountant who has signed off on your taxes actually gives you a partner to stand with as you go through an audit. So I can't say that enough to our listeners, that it is very important to have competent people working with you from a financial advising standpoint or from an accountant standpoint that will stand behind you if, in fact, you need to run through an audit and you want to survive.
Yeah, exactly. Ron, thank you so much for the call. You have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
And, of course, Kloss Financial brings you Money in Motion every week right here on 1310 WIBA. Great information. If you missed anything on today's program, don't forget you can go to WIBA.com. You can also go to Kloss Financial's website, which is KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Been listening closely to today's program. You've got a clue. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win the prize this week. It's a $25 gift card for Outback Restaurant. This week's Kloss Quiz question is this. What is the name of the tax document that shows distributions from pensions, annuities, IRAs, and retirement plans? Telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. Again, if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win the $25 gift card for Outback Restaurant. CJ Malia, it's been fun as always. See you again in 1 week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.